This is the Jason Greger Show archives and podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. It's your choice, and the choice is good. Interest savings of $5,000 to $15,000 right now, and Lakewood Chev will give you the best customer experience. Go to Google Reviews or DealerRater.com, and you'll see that Lakewood is number one. One of the guys who was a killer, Jerry, I didn't know that you had that reputation back in the day. Did you know that Struds was a little scared of you?
Well embellished. I was a sweetheart out there.
You were not. And I remember the first time I played against
Come
you.
On, Jace.
I'm still scared of you. Don't you ever notice when I see you in training camp, I'm like, hey, how are you doing? Looking great, buddy. Then I run away. Everyone told me, that guy. Do you remember a guy named Shifty Vallis? Lindsey Vallis. Yeah. And he, my first game against him, he's like, Stride, no matter what you do, do not drop your gloves with, I forget your number. And he's like, Fleming. I'm like, no problem. We wheel out there warm. I'm like, don't worry. I'm not even going to look at this guy. He's going to kill me. Oh, I still get scared. Oh, I'm nervous. I'm sweating right now.
Now Jerry, Rocky Thompson's told us every now and then, you know, he was a big motivator guy. He'd throw out a few tapes and have fun with the guys and show them some old fight tapes. Do you do that as a coach every now and then in video room?
No. I kind of stayed away from that. I was in the past, so I just leave it in the past.
Okay, fair enough.
I wish I could leave my fear in the past. How do I do that? Send me a text. How to do that one, Fleming?
Let's talk about the present, Jerry. Oiler fans are, of course, interested. Yeah, they don't get to see a ton of the games, a few online here or there. But how is Jesse Puljujärvi doing? It's only been five games, but how has he looked thus far for you?
Good. I think last game was probably his best game. He really had some quality looks at the net that just didn't go his way. We put him with Ty Ratty and Josh Curry, and the three seemed to have found a little bit of chemistry together. They created a lot of chances. Ty got a goal on a nice play by Jesse. He didn't get credit for an assist, but he's the one that started the play. So you can see his game offensively starting to improve. You know, we're still working on areas in his game without the puck that he's got to clean up, but he is conscious of them and working on them.
So, you know, you're talking about the areas you want to kind of help him, support him in his game. Is that through video or like, what does that look like for Jesse Puljujärvi day in, day out?
Well, it's all the above. It's, good habits in practice, continuously hammering them home, a lot of video with him, good stuff and some stuff that he needs to work on, things that he does well. But, it's play away from the puck, being conscious in D-zone coverage, good sticks, stopping and starting, all the little areas, being physical, puck protection, those type of areas of growth that we're working on with them.
When you have a young player like that, Jerry, who is such a high draft pick, it's rare to get high draft picks that young in the American League, if ever. So as a coach, I'm sure you're excited. And, there's a lot of emphasis on the organization to want to work with him, but also in the confines of the team. So when you see a young player who you did have last season, and you obviously want to get him ice time, and you're looking at giving him do you know how you can help just get a young player some offensive confidence? Because I remember when I talked to him and he admitted that he was just frustrated. He'd never really been through a time where, he'd gone so long without scoring consistently. And I'm sure a lot of guys struggle with that. How as coaches can you help him so maybe he's either better able to handle it or B, just doesn't have to deal with it because he's producing more?
Well, the first thing is you can't really worry about not scoring. And I know it's easier said than done when you're not on the score sheet, but once frustration starts to stem and your game starts to go to pot, I think that you have to just remain true to the game and stick on the principles without the puck. If you really think about it, the puck's on your stick with a good player during the course of a 60-minute game, maybe a minute. So your play without the puck is really important. Jesse's skilled. He's big. He's strong. He can shoot the puck. Those elements of his game are always going to be there. So when they're not scoring or things just aren't going their way offensively, you just really have to have them focus on the areas of their game that, will help them score eventually.
By my count, you have eight D-men down there. How are you working the rotation with, some of the veteran guys like Keegan Lowe and the freshies like Ethan Bear?
Yeah, we've had injury issues on the back end with Mark Fain and Keegan and Stanton. They've all been out for quite some time now. So we've been running. We actually had to call up Dorenbush from Wichita, where we had seven. So it's been an easy rotation, and getting those younger guys ice time and quality minutes hasn't been a problem this year.
Yeah, you've had some injuries with Fane and Lowe. The young defenseman, Caleb Jones, let's start there with Jones and Bear. And I know you've played them together at times, Jerry. Similar players, but also very different in styles. Let's start first with Jones, first year in pro hockey. What have you liked about his game? Maybe what's impressed you the most in how he plays?
Well, his poise with the puck, he really has poise with it. He doesn't panic with it. He makes good plays. He's a cerebral player. He's always thinking the game. Offensively, gets pucks through to the net. He activates in the offensive zone at the right time. Areas that we really want him to emphasize is his play without the puck, especially handling and reading the rush. Those areas are areas that he needs to improve on. But, you know, there's definitely he's ahead of the curve where we had anticipated. Ethan is really I'm not surprised because I've seen him now for the last couple of years in training camps. But everybody emphasizes how offensive he is, but don't underestimate his ability to play defense. He's a smart defender, good positionally, makes guys fight for their ice. He boxes out early. All the little nuances of the game, he really, really does pay attention to, and those details are strong in his game right now. So, you know, those two guys have performed well so far. They make some young mistakes at time, which is to be expected, but we like where they're at. And Ryan Mantha has been a pleasant surprise. He's got a big shot, moves the puck well, hard, appropriate pace on his passes. He skates, he's mobile for a big guy, defends well, physical, strong in front of the net. So we just like the progression of the young guys back there for sure.
So do you tell Ethan Bear to only shoot when he's going to score? Because he's got two goals and two shots. That's pretty impressive.
We talked about that just before the weekend, actually. And, he's conscious of getting the pucks to the net a little bit more when he does have those opportunities. Yeah, but he's got a pretty good shooting percentage right now.
Yeah, it's just amazing to have that kind of shooting percentage. Maybe talk a little bit of what it looks like. You know, they reduced the number of games, recently down from, 4 or 6 games less. You know, how much does that change the way you approach it? Are there just skill practices? Are there just developmental practices? How are you trying to mix that together?
Well, we're trying to keep it fresh. I think we learned a lot from our first year with the number of games and the amount of practice. It could be a little bit redundant with practices, so we've tried to do different things like you just mentioned, Jason, skill practices, power play practices, inter-squad scrimmage games, keeping it fresh, maybe practicing 2 times during the week and then having a day off or just getting them in and doing a workout and a video session and then getting them out of there and not getting them on the ice. We found that, by mixing it up, by keeping it fresh with the number of days that we practice has been beneficial to the guys.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, joins us. And it's been a very light schedule early, Jerry. And being a former player, I'm sure you can talk about getting into a flow a little bit. It's great to practice, but I'm sure your guys get sick of it. Have you tried to instill just a little bit more fun in practice with so few games early on? I don't think you guys have ever played this few of games this late in the season.
It's kind of the American Hockey League, my experience is anyway, that early in the season there is a light load as far as schedule is concerned. So, yeah, we've tried to do different things. We've had some team outings, try to keep it fun and light. Keep guys focused, but for the most part, guys have responded well, and they like it. And even if they have some fresh ideas of what they like to try, we're always open to listening to them and trying and implementing new things with them.
I hear goalie coaches calling everywhere, yelling at the radio right now. How come they haven't asked about the goalies? Got to talk about DePasquale and Ellis. Have you seen them? Not a lot of work yet as far as games. How they've come out?
Yeah, and that's been a little bit of a challenge trying to keep, as well as I do, like goaltenders like to get the net and they like to play a lot of games during the week. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but both guys have really responded well. I think this past weekend was Nick's best weekend. He was outstanding. He was solid. His movements were there was no wasted movements. He fought through traffic. He was square. He was tracking the puck well. All the things that Sylvain works with them when they're down here. So big weekend. Hopefully he can just take that and grow some confidence. He was player of the week this week in the American Hockey League with 2 big games. And Eddie Pasquale is a seasoned vet. He's coming off a Calder Cup championship season last year. Good experience. Works well with Mickey. So the two of them, we feel pretty confident with either guy right now.
Brad Malone came up, and he looked very good in his games, and I think basically just was sent back due to numbers and the guy who was didn't have to clear waivers. Where do you plan on using him when he comes back?
Right where he left off, like he'll probably be center. We found that last weekend, like I mentioned earlier in the interview, that Ty Ratty and Josh Curry have some chemistry with Jesse. So we're going to move Brad with Joey LaLeggia and David Gust, who has really been a pleasant surprise thus far.
I wanted to ask you about him because I didn't know anything about him. Tell what's impressed you the most about him?
He's tenacious. He's always on the puck. His skill set, highly, highly skilled player. Plays with a lot of moxie, you know, strong on the forecheck, and he's smart away from the puck. So, you know, there's things in his game that I wasn't expecting that are there right now. You know, obviously we're going to work on him to get them better, but there's definitely signs that, you know, he's going to be a player.
Jerry, as always, great to catch up with you. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Guys, always a ball. Thank you very much for having me on.
Jerry Fleming, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors.